This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Friday, the first day of November 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. You know, this has been a battle. And I got to be honest with you guys, I always tell you exactly how it is. When we invested the money, when we put up the signs, when we knocked on doors, when we did mailers, when we talked to people, fought the good fight, won the primary election August 6th against four other candidates for Antrim County Clerk, I thought we were done. We won the primary. There is no Democrat on our ballot in Antrim County going against us this Tuesday, November 5th. No Democrat filed. We don't have a Democrat running against any of our county officials. Our county commissioners are unopposed, like Vicky, on Tuesday's ballot. Every single county commissioner is unopposed, no Democrat running against. Registered of Deeds, Patty Nipoff, no Democrat running against her. Our county treasurer, Sherry Combin, unopposed, no Democrat. Every single county position, the sheriff, prosecutor, county clerk, treasurer, commissioners, are unopposed. Because Cheryl Guy refuses to accept the vote of the people in that August 6th primary, she wants to handpick her replacement, a cousin, now that I come to find out, a second cousin of hers, David Tucker from Bel Air. She endorsed him. Well, she couldn't hire him to be her level two clerk that she just got permission to hire by three county commissioners, one of which is gone, will be replaced in January, Dawn LeVanway. Thank you, God. She's doing this writing campaign, I believe, and as Vicky pointed out in a letter to the editor, which was printed in the newspapers, she's doing this because if she's able to win this writing campaign, she's going to retire and ask the election committee, which she is a part of, the clerk, the treasurer, and the judge make up the election committee here in Antrim County, to replace her resignation with David Tucker, her second cousin. We are having to put signs back out. We are having to run ads in newspapers today. We have been mailing the absentee voters. We have been mailing the general voting public to vote for Vicky when we shouldn't have had to spend this money, time, and resources doing it. Why? Because Cheryl Guy is Jocelyn Benson's puppet. She was her puppet in 2020 when she screwed up. And she took the fall for basically what Benson chose to do, putting dead people and people who no longer live in our county back on our qualified voter files. And she did it again this year. 124% of our adult population, folks, are on our qualified voter files right now as we speak. And I can almost guarantee you those dead people and those people who no longer live here will be doing a write-in for Cheryl Guy. How does dead people write in a name? A new sponsor coming on in the next segment. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Oh, once upon a midnight theory awoke with something in my head.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three on this Friday, November 1st. Joining us on the show right now is a new sponsor, my own insurance agent, Tristan Cole from Farm Bureau, is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you, Randy?
We're good, good, good. We're looking forward to wrapping up this election on Tuesday. And, man, I will be so thankful to God, Tristan, when it's over and I can go around and pick up all those signs and get them out of Antrim County. But One of the signs actually is right across from your Farm Bureau insurance agency there in downtown Bel Air. Actually, I don't know if you know this or not, but Lester Holt, NBC Nightly News, used the photograph of that sign, and your office is in the background. I don't know if you saw that news story or not.
I saw just a clip of that, and I wish they would have panned just slightly to the left.
Left, just a little bit. That's why I told Vicky. I said, "Man, if they had just panned a hair to the left, they would have got Tristan signed in that news story, national news story."
Yeah, just in I'm sure that was by design.
Right. The main reason I wanted to have you on, and I've been hounding you, bugging you, because I only have one insurance agent's opening in my list of industries and services, goods, products that I want to promote because of the radio family. They all trust me. They believe that if I recommend somebody as a sponsor, that they should work with this person. You have saved us money on our car insurance, our homeowners insurance, our umbrella policy. You have my life insurance policy. I want to dive into this particular point of what you do as an insurance agent for Farm Bureau. Multi-policy discounts. Explain what that is to people so they understand what that is.
Sure, sure. So if we only have what's called one line of business, let's say we only have your home, the rate is one level, where if we add on, let's see, you've got a hair salon in town, we add that that line of business, that commercial line, that gives you another a premium layer or of discount for that homeowner's and for your business. So that multi-policy discount applies both ways. We can work that right down to your personal auto, business auto, and ultimately into a life insurance policy. All of those things can be combined to give you the maximum multi-policy discount percentages. And a lot of people aren't taking advantage of that. They've got commercial with this company. They've got their home over here, and it's paid through their escrow, through their mortgage. They don't think about it very much. And then they're paying their auto insurance, where if we look at those things and bundle them together, we can maximize savings and oftentimes improve coverages for individuals and their policies.
One of the things that I do believe in, as I told everybody on the radio just now, I own a life insurance policy on myself. And what I found back in the day when I was working in insurance in Traverse City was I found that because of these layers of bundling, and Progressive talks about bundling and everybody talks about bundling, but the point is this: between the home, the autos, the motorcycle, which I forgot you have also, okay, basically because of those discounts through bundling those policies, Tristan, it basically covers my life insurance premium. I'm getting life insurance basically for free.
Absolutely. That so you're looking at this as a whole instead of individual premium amounts, which is really important when you're looking at protecting your assets, whether it be the physical aspect of that for damage, or if it's the liability side of things, or if it's your life. And we know that everyone dies. And we know that if you have a life policy, that's going to pay out, and it's going to pay out tax-free to the beneficiaries, both state and federal taxes. And so you can use this as a planning tool, an estate planning tool, to leave a legacy with your family. I was recently down at our animal shelter here in Bel Air.
Sure.
And they were talking about needing some extra money to put in some expanded dog runs to take better care of the animals or no-kill shelter. And they get some small donations. I said, "Hey, has anybody ever left you a contribution or a legacy through a life insurance policy?" And he didn't know anything about that or that that was even possible. And yes, you can leave as a beneficiary, your church, an animal shelter, or other nonprofit organization, you can leave them as a beneficiary in your life insurance policy.
So if someone who loves animals and supports it being a no-kill shelter decides that, hey, I'm elderly, I have a life insurance policy already in place, is it as simple as them calling up their insurance agent and changing the beneficiary?
Absolutely. And remember, you can have one, you can have a dozen beneficiaries. So, you could leave your kids, you say you got a $1 million policy, you could leave them, 90% of that, and then put 10% of that, put $100,000 to your local animal shelter.
Wow,
that'd be you know, life changing for
you know,
dogs and cats at that shelter for a long, long time.
Well, and then like you mentioned, you could leave a portion, $50,000, to your church.
Sure.
You know, things like that. So you could actually break these up. And is it a simple process of basically just signing a form and changing the beneficiaries?
It's very easy to change beneficiaries. Folks that have life insurance can call their agent, call the company that holds their policy, and talk to them about beneficiary changes and adding contingents or primaries or multiples. And people should update those anyway, because sometimes your beneficiaries, you outlive your beneficiaries. And
sure.
You want to make sure that that's done correctly with your life insurance. And that's something that we offer at my agency, is we do reviews of people's insurance. And even if you don't write business with me for whatever reason, maybe we're not competitive at the moment, you still walk away knowing more about your policy.
Right.
And that's my goal, is to make sure people understand what they're purchasing, what they're paying for, and ultimately what their coverages are.
Well, see, and that's the point. We always ask people, especially when it comes to homeowners insurance and car insurance, we always ask them to email us the deck pages, the declaration pages, that shows their exact coverages. How much do you have on your house for your dwelling itself? How much do you have for your private personal property? How much do you have, you know, for in the event of a fire and you end up having to stay at a hotel? What kind of coverages do you have? I mean, this is all listed on the declaration page, right?
It is. And furthermore, I ask a lot of questions. I'm not going to just do a basic blanket policy for you. Farm Bureau is different. I run my agency differently. I ask a lot of questions, and I ask for a lot of information to make sure that in the event of a catastrophe and a claim, that you are covered correctly and there's no surprises, in that the policy is written the way that it needs to be written in your particular personal instance.
Right.
And so I know that I've had multiple people say, well, I've never been asked that before. And I'm like, well, I'm sure you haven't, but I care about getting this correct for you. And it takes some time to write policies correctly. And so when people are thinking about getting a quote from me, they need to call and make contact, you know, a month or two in advance, so that we can work through all these questions and the information that they may have to dig around to get.
Well, one of the things that I think is important is, because like you say, you look at their entire estate, you look at all their assets, all their liabilities. You look at their family. You look at, you know, how many kids do you have? How many grandkids do you have? How many great-grandkids do you have? You know, what church do you go to? What particular organization, or like you referenced, the animal shelter? You know, what things are important to you? And then maybe because you asked the questions about the homeowner's insurance, the car insurance, they realize that they can save $300, $400, $500, $600 a year. Well, there's the money, the premium to basically cover a life policy.
Absolutely. And the other thing that I'm real big on is policies for young people. And I bought one for my grandson, and I bought a $25,000 permanent life insurance for him. It cost me about $23 a month for that $25,000 policy he'll have for the rest of his life. And grandparents can do this in several different ways, and they can do different amounts, but $25,000 is a very common amount to do. They can do a single premium where you make one payment, and that insurance policy is in place for the rest of that individual's life. And that can be, you know, $3,000-$4,000 for a $25,000 policy for a single premium, roughly on those prices. It does vary a little bit, but it's
sure
a great investment for a grandparent to make for a young person. You know, I'm really big on making sure that people between the ages of 18 and say 50 or so get at least a little bit of term coverage in place that's convertible to permanent when their finances allow. But you've got to lock that in when you're young and healthy. And generally, year to year, you don't get younger, and oftentimes you don't get healthier.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I want to give out the phone number first. I'm going to be able to text you guys if you text me TC, No, it's not Trevor City. It's Tristan Cole. If you text me TC, I'll text you the information. But the phone number of his office is 231-533-6489. Again, 231-533-6489. But he also has a very simple website that takes you right to his agency, Tristan, T-R-I-S-T-O-N, Cole.com. TristanCole.com. That'll take you there. You can see his address there in Bel Air. You can see his phone numbers. But also, Tristan, the email that's listed there, these people can actually contact their insurance agent and say, please email me my declaration pages for my homeowner's insurance, my car insurance, whatever they have. Mm-hmm. They can get those by email from their insurance agent, and then they can just simply forward it directly to you by email.
Yes, that's the easiest way. I often ask for those declaration pages so that, you know, I can review that coverage and then oftentimes offer an apples to apples quote or point out discrepancies where they need better coverage, or maybe, you know, it doesn't happen very often that you're overinsured, but it does from time to time. And we can go through all of those different pieces and I can write an accurate quote, you know, need some birthdays and the address and that kind of thing. And, you know, roof age and, you know, what year your house was built. And you send that in the deck pages and we can get quotes put together relatively quickly. And sometimes when we ask questions, that's what takes a long time. And so, you know, if you can respond quickly to those questions is always really helpful.
Sure. Well, I know, for example, we had transferred the ownership of the home into an LLC for liability purposes. And the coverage we had on the dwelling, that insurance company is through the LLC contacted us and said, hey, we checked construction prices in Antrim County. Mm-hmm. We don't have enough money right now based on what carpenters and roofers and electricians and plumbers are charging in your area to rebuild your house. We need to increase your dwelling coverage by $100,000, $150,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly the kind of thing you do.
Absolutely. You know, I communicate with builders and construction folks to make sure that, you know, the numbers that our reconstruction cost model are spitting out are accurate. And then, you know, we make sure we've got some different tools. We can do extended premier, you know, extended replacement coverage to add 25 or 50%. And with our country estate policy and with our farm owners, we can do guaranteed replacement on those houses. And those are great policies if you qualify for those with your residents.
Well, I got to tell you, we know quite a few farmers, Cliff Tolini, John Palmer. We have other farmers listening. And Farm Bureau is actually an expert in dealing with insuring farmers and their barns and their farm operations, the main farmhouse. You guys actually specialize in that.
That's what we do. We have, you know, the lion's share of agricultural business here in the state of Michigan, insuring 56, 57% of all agriculture operations in the state of Michigan. It is where we shine. Our underwriters, because we're a Michigan company, it's they're very particular and they want to know a lot of information. And it does take time to get that on different farm buildings. And, you know, I go out, my farm underwriter is going to go out and we're going to visit and we're going to make sure things are accurately covered.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to wrap it up with, again, the phone number, 231-533-6489. Or you can check them out online. TristanCole.com is the website. Just text me, TC, and I'll send you the screenshot of this information. And appreciate you coming on the show, giving us this information today, Tristan. Thanks a lot. Appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, Randy.